Proclamation number 6620 of 13th of August, 1956. Sunlight. Rotation amplified. Nothing I reveal to you through the voice of the Spirit will ever contradict itself. It is just that you humans cannot always grasp the right meaning, and therefore you sometimes believe to find contradictions where none exist. Consider that the Earth is one of the tiniest celestial bodies, and that this celestial body is held by the Sun, into whose sphere it belongs. This Sun radiates through the Earth, i.e., it gives it light and thus also guarantees all life of plants, animals and humans. The Sun again receives its luminosity from the universe. It is fed with light and strength from me myself, or also from all light-receiving beings to whom all visible and spiritual worlds are handed over. The incessant exchange of light and strength between me and all my creatures is necessary in order to also maintain the endless many creations. So you know that the light of the Sun is nothing else but constantly flooding light from me into the perfect beings, and through them all creations are fed with light and strength. You can therefore explain the light of the Sun as a spiritual emanation from me. But then one thing must also be clear to you, that this emanation of myself permeates everything. That it is therefore well able to radiate through the whole earth, that there is no but if or it which would be able to stop the luminosity. Do you understand this? You humans reckon with the laws of earthly matter and earthly generated light. But these laws switch off, or they can be switched off, as soon as the disorder has occurred in my great body of creation, which has a spiritual cause, thus it also has to be spiritually remedied. Unheard of spiritual revolutions are preparing themselves, and this always means increased activity. Increased movement. I do not contain such an upheaval of the spiritual, but I limit its effect to the heavenly body affected by it. And I truly have the power and the wisdom to also adapt such unusual processes to the lawful order which rules in my whole creation. Surely it will be possible for me to integrate a single celestial body into the great order of creation despite unlawful processes, so that the existence of the former will nevertheless remain assured until the time I have provided to end such chaos and restore the original order. Every law I have given, and every law I myself can abolish again. And thus I can also let day and night become day and night according to my will. And the prerequisites for this are given in the very foundation of sunlight, which is only of a spiritual emanation of myself. Is it not said, the powers of heaven will move? Sun and moon will lose their glow. People on earth will be able to notice many a change if they look around them with clairvoyance and clairaudience. And such changes cannot be explained in purely earthly terms. However, very few people are accessible to spiritual explanations. But I put the spiritual first, I make the spiritual processes known to you which, however, also reveal earthly effects. What happens in the great human being of creation is beyond your knowledge. Yet the world of light also looks after the smallest earthly work of creation and conveys light to it. Thus the heavenly body earth is also looked after by them and supplied with light, as my will determines and as is beneficial for humanity, so that it does not suffer a lack but also does not necessarily have to attain a view which is detrimental to its spiritual development, for the human being has his own task. But the revolting spiritual also wants to assert itself, and its activity should still remain hidden from the human being as long as he is not yet aware of the correlations. And therefore no such striking changes in the laws of nature will be recognizable, even though they exist. But remember that nothing is impossible for me. And think about what the light is at the bottom of the ground. Where therefore the light of the sun also has its origin. And do not doubt, but believe. And you'll always find the light in yourselves, as soon as you desire it from me. Amen.